Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to start with the stock market, hoping to maintain some of the momentum from last week's interest rate cuts. Can't go up forever, right? Well, let's bring in CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. She's got the latest. Jill, good morning. The Fed really made up for lost time last week.
Yeah. I mean, it's been an interesting run-up to this period of time where we were so expecting the Fed to cut interest rates because the inflation rate has come down pretty dramatically. But, you know, I think a lot of people were surprised that they went by a half of a percentage point. And part of that rationale was that the Fed said, meaning Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, said, hey, you know what? We want to get out in front of this. We want to make sure that we make a solid start to this. What the Fed really doesn't want us to bring back into our lives is to think that, oh my God, this means that the economy is falling apart. That's why the Fed went by a half a percentage point. That's not what they said. They said, we're doing this because we really believe we've got the inflation rate under control. We just want to watch the job market, which is weakening some, but the economy remains solid. So I guess that's all good news. And look, if you're an investor, the reason why you like this is that, you know, generally speaking, for especially for smaller companies, when the interest rates go down, there is this this moment where I think a lot of companies are like, oh, good, I can borrow some money and I can make some more investments. And that's good for me. But a lot of the large companies, it doesn't really impact them. They've already borrowed the money they need.
How long does this euphoria last, though?
Well, I mean, look, market euphoria aside, I mean, I know that everyone seems very pleasantly surprised that we have a September where stocks have gone up. In fact, I just looked this up. The S&P 500 is up so far about 1% in the month of September. Just to remind you, it fell 5% last September and 9% in the September of 2022. So, I mean, look, it's up. And markets are higher for the year. The S&P is up by more than 20% this year. The Nasdaq's up by more than 21%. What I can say to you is that don't get used to it. I mean, that may be a great performance for today, but it doesn't mean you're guaranteed that kind of performance in the future. So, you know, you always hear us talk a lot, people like me talk a lot about, like, don't try to time the market. Don't try to time the stock market. But also, look, don't try to time the mortgage market or the housing market because, you know, when you think about it, the Fed is going to cut interest rates. That's clear. They're probably going to go by, you know, maybe a whole 2 percentage points lower from where we are right now going forward for the next couple of years. But if you can afford to buy a house right now and the numbers work for you and your family, then go ahead and buy the house. Don't wait, because what I don't think is going to happen is I don't think we're going back to 3% mortgage interest rates. I think that's a highly unlikely scenario. And so if you're lucky enough to find a house and you like it, or you're working with a builder and you can get a new home and the mortgage rate is lower for a few years, I would go ahead and grab that, because I think the housing market's still under some under dislocation, meaning that, like, there's just still not a ton of inventory. There's not enough houses for people who want them.
Besides buying and selling houses, how is this going to impact consumers?
Well, you know, look, you're either a borrower or a seller, generally speaking, in the economy. And so if you are a borrower, you know that those interest rates that you've been getting, those nice high interest rates if you're a saver, rather, if you get that, those, you know, you've got a CD rate that's over 5% and you've got a high yield savings account, it's over 5%. That's just not going to keep going, right? So if you're a saver, you've really been happy about high interest rates. But if you're a borrower, these interest rates coming down, that's going to be meaningful to you. It's not meaningful in this moment necessarily. You know, a lot of people were pointing to this, a little bit of a social meme, like, oh, it's an extra $5 a week cheaper for my credit card balance. $5 a week today, maybe it's $25 a week 2 years from now. So this is the beginning of a process. And for borrowers, it's going to be very good news to have lower interest rates. It's going to make car loans become cheaper. Credit card balances are going to be easier. It's not going to be great. They're still credit cards. And again, if you're out there borrowing money, even though it's not tick for tick in the mortgage market, it is clear that mortgage interest rates are on the way down.
CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger with us here on KRLT. Those credit cards, they can come down anytime they'd like.
That's right. A lot
of those are up around 20% now. The store card, you get a store, like, oh, I can get a Dillard's card or something. I mean,
they're hawking those all the time. And what are those, like 25, 26?
You got pushing 30.
Sure.
A lot of those stores.
It's the biggest ripoff in the world, but people do it all the time. Oh, free money?
If you want to pay it off every month, then that's fine. But, boy, don't let it accumulate.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.